It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we are headed to Epcot.
Epcot. That's your favorite. Yeah,
which is why you'll never figure... Oh, wait, no.
Well, don't speak too soon. I probably won't ever figure it out.
It's always possible. So, Jeremy, you've heard of Epcot.
Yes, I have.
And you've also heard of this dude named Joe Rohde, right?
I have, yes.
Maybe once or twice, right?
Big fan of Joe. Big Joe Rohde fan.
So, Jeremy, as a fan of Joe Rohde, you know that he is most well known for Animal Kingdom, right?
Yes.
But he's not only, you know, that's not his only thing. He's also known for some other, you know, other areas, other parks. He's an Imagineer. He wasn't just limited to Animal Kingdom. And there are two things in Epcot where Joe Rohde can be seen and or heard. Now, one of these things does not exist anymore. Might come back, might not. But the other one does. So my question to you, where are these two places, one from the past and one from the current, that you can see or hear Joe Rohde?
Well, I would think the current one would be, what's the exhibit in the Odyssey? The, you know, Epcot future thing. Is he in there?
I am
talking?
Not going to count that thing because it is possible, but that's not what we're...
This is a permanent installation.
I am talking about permanent installation.
Okay.
Even though, again, one of them's from the past, so not as permanent as you might have thought it was going to be.
Hmm. Well, given... is it in the Land Pavilion?
No.
It would make sense for it to be in the Land Pavilion.
That would be... Yeah, yeah. Joe has a lot of ties to the Land, but no, not in the Land Pavilion.
Okay, so I'm still going with the current one for now.
Okay, that's I was about to say that's probably the easier of the two, but not really.
Well, see, my issue.
I'm gonna help you out here.
My issue is I don't know a lot about Epcot historical Epcot attractions.
If you were going to go with Epcot, if you are going to go with the current attraction, you are going with hearing Joe Rohde. Where in Epcot can you currently hear Joe Rohde?
Well, man, that could be anywhere.
It is not. It is not in a bathroom.
Future World.
I mean, maybe if he's in a bathroom. I don't. You know, everybody's got to use him eventually. But
so tell me this: is it in Future World?
No.
Okay, so it's in the World Showcase.
Yes.
Well, see, I want to say African Outpost, but that's not a thing.
No.
Where can you hear Joe Rohde? What is an audio-only thing? Is it like an announcement at the American Adventure?
It is not an announcement.
Huh. I can't think of anything in the World Showcase that's audio-only. Unless he's like the voice of a character on an attraction.
That's an interesting way to go with this, Jeremy.
On Grand Fiesta Tour?
No, not in Grand Fiesta Tour. How about you work together that idea along with something else you've already said?
That he's on an attraction?
Mm-hmm.
And it's audio only?
No, he's a voice on an attraction, mm-hmm. And it's an attraction you've already listed.
Oh.
Attraction might be slightly off base here.
Yeah, the only one that I know of right now is Grand Fiesta Tour.
Show, maybe. And you've already said it.
I appreciate you. A show in the World Showcase. It's not at the American Adventure. Moving around. UK. No. Canada. No.
Hey, Jeremy.
France? No.
Jeremy.
Yes?
Stop. Stop.
Other way?
What's that thing?
Mexico?
What's that? No, no, no. Stop. What's the thing called? Is there anything in the American Adventure?
Yeah, barbecue place. Is he the voice of the smoker?
Yes, he is the voice of the smoker. I feel the meats within me. They are strong today.
Brisket so juicy.
Mmm, tasty. No, within the American Adventure, there is the American Adventure. You know, the show with the audio animatronics.
Oh, I was not thinking that when I said American Adventure. I just meant
you were thinking the location,
the building,
American
yeah.
Adventure. Yes, yes. No, no. In the actual show, American Adventure or attraction. You know, like I said, could kind of go both ways. Joe Rohde is actually the voice of Alexander Graham Bell.
Interesting.
So that is where you can hear Joe Rohde. Now, Jeremy, an attraction that does not currently exist at Epcot, and I'm going to try to help you out a little bit here by saying it's possible it could come back. You were able to see Joe Rohde. You were not able to hear Joe Rohde, but you were able to see Joe Rohde.
Oh, okay, so he doesn't speak.
Or they just didn't think what he was saying was important.
See, right now I'm trying to formulate a list of historical Epcot attractions. The one with the guy, the little animatronic kid who got stolen. What's that one?
No, it's not that one. It's not at the Wonders of Life Pavilion, even.
What is that one called, though?
Cranium Command.
Cranium Command, yeah.
I really love when you put me on the spot. I don't enjoy that. That's the reason why we do these things the way we do them. Fortunately, my cranium was in command.
Was it Ellen's Energy Adventure?
No, it was not Ellen's Energy Adventure.
That's definitely not coming back.
No, I said something that could come back. Since they have gutted that building, it's not coming back. I'll even help you a little bit more. An attraction which has come back before and thus could come back again. And maybe I'm using the word attraction a bit loosely. Again, I feel fair in saying attraction, but I'll allow you to argue the other way if you want.
Is this one in Future World?
It is in Future World.
He's just been everywhere.
Yeah, he's all over the place. And these are just, you know, the two that I randomly picked up on. I'm not promising that he's not other places as well.
Oh. Something that came back already. Is it Captain EO?
There you go. When you said, oh, I wanted to be like, 50%.
EO.
Yes. Yeah. In the pre-show for Captain EO, they have a video that plays where, you know, they're talking about how they worked with George Lucas to put this whole thing together and all that sort of stuff. And there's a shot of some Imagineers who are working on the plans. And Joe Rohde is one of the Imagineers working on the plans for Captain EO. So there you go. Two non-Animal Kingdom places where you can see or hear Joe Rohde, one of which you can currently see or hear him. But again, EO's come back before. EO could, and there's nothing that says that EO cannot come back again.
Yeah.
So.
And I did not even think about Captain EO as it's so weird that it's an Epcot, you know, like it's just, it doesn't strike me as something in Epcot.
It was futuristic, man. So futuristic-y. Well, I think that does it for this week's fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.